Tonight we're looking for some warriors. Why? I said tonight we're looking for some warriors. Oh, we're looking for some people that want to get out of their church pew. Right. We're looking for some believers that are tired of just worshiping Jesus from a distance, adoring him just with your mouth and your praise songs. But we're looking for a generation of people to stand up and say, Jesus, I want to worship you with my life, with everything that I got, from my hands all the way down to my feet. I will be yours and yours forever. Oh, but there's so many of us tonight that say this. You know what? Someday when I get all my junk straightened out, when I get my life together, someday when I'm made more perfect, I'm going to become the hands and feet of Christ. Let me tell you something tonight. That is a lie from the pit of hell. All right. Because the day that you become a Christian, the day that Jesus comes into your heart, you are made perfect in him, okay? There's no more imperfection. You might make mistakes, but you are made whole in Christ Jesus tonight. Amen. Now because of that, there are no excuses of I ain't got my life together. You see, because of the junk that you've been through, because of your broken relationships, because of your failures, because of the mistakes that you've made, that's where Jesus can come in and make miracles happen, you guys. Miracles can happen. So tonight we're not looking for perfect people or sinless people on your own right. We're looking for the righteous, made clean and holy by Jesus Christ. If that's you, it's time to become his hands. There are no more excuses. The only Jesus that the world is ever gonna see is if we become his hands and feet. Tonight, I'm gonna ask you to volunteer. We've only played Hawaii twice, and tonight is a beautiful night, a beautiful audience. But this is how we judge every crowd. We're like, man, that crowd loves Christ. If you want to serve Jesus with all that you got, you want to worship him with your entire life. And this is the last time I'll probably say this. I want you to lift your hands up in this beautiful Waikiki sky. Look up into the creator of all things beautiful tonight. Look up into the face of your Savior.